wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Dr. David Oyedebo, the presiding bishop of Winners Chapel International, to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppression of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet.
The last for the year, lift up your voice and give God thanks. Appreciate Him, give Him praise. He deserves the glory. Give Him praise, give Him glory. Celebrate Him. Celebrate Him for this privilege. Give Him thanks, give Him praise. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' matchless name, we give thanks. Praise the name of the Lord. You are going to pray, Father, let these 3 days be days of encounter for me. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer. Let these 3 days be days of encounter for me. I have days of encounter for me. Let these 3 days, let it be days of encounter. I must not return from this mountain the same. Lord, let these 3 days be days of encounter for me, for my career, for my business, for my family, in my spiritual life. Let these 3 days be a day of encounter, be a season of encounter. Let there be days of encounter. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you. Our gathering is unto you. Lord, reveal yourself to us today. Transform our life by your word. Thank you because you are good. To you be all the glory. In Jesus' matchless name, we have prayed. Celebrate Jesus with a clap. Hallelujah. And please be seated. It is my year of breaking limits. You will break limits on every side. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Just a reminder, the theme of this month is praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecy. Praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecy. What is that word facilitate? What does it mean? To expedite. That is, praise makes prophecy come quickly. If prophecy is to be delayed, it is praise that is required to turn it around, bringing it to you quickly. I pray for someone today, as you praise God in this service, whatever is being delayed will happen quickly. Your amen can be louder than that. What does it mean to facilitate? It means to promote. Praise is what promotes prophecy. Praise is what helps prophecy. Every prophecy that has been released over you since the year began shall be fulfilled in this month, in the mighty name of Jesus. And in our teaching series for midweek service, we'll be considering understanding the breakthrough power of praise. Understanding the breakthrough power of praise. There is something praise does that nothing else can do. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee? Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Glorious in holiness, doing wonders, fearful in praises. God is fearful in the midst. He does fearful things in the midst of praise. He does some things in the midst of prayer. But when it comes to the midst of praise, he does fearful things. What are those things? They are things that shock even you. God does fearful things in the midst of praise. Do you want fearful blessing? Blessing that will make you shock of yourself. That is what God will give to you in the midst of praise. So praise is not one of those casual things. Praise is not one of those things they do to wait for members to come. Praise is the main thing. If you miss praise in every service, you have missed something. There are a lot of people that have the attitude to say, okay, by now they'll be doing praise. No problem, I'll soon be there. When you miss praise, you miss something. Praise is very important in every service because God inhabits the praise of his people. When man prays, God can send angels like he did for Daniel. But when man prays, God himself comes there. God is invited in the midst of praise. As you praise him all through this month, may you see the physical hand of God. I say, may you see the visible hand of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, those who murmur, goes in circle, no progress. When you refuse to appreciate him, things depreciate in your hands. What you think you have, you lose it because of murmuring. But when you praise, the things appreciate. When you praise him, everything you want, you have, appreciate. That shall be your experience in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing greases life like praise. You know, engine needs grease to work well, oil. Nothing gives oil to life like praise. When an engine lacks oil, it starts making cracking noise. If your life will not make cracking noise, praise must be the order of the day for you. When you keep praising God, it lubricates your destiny. It makes you feel fresh. No man of praise goes down. Man of praise goes up. There are so many prayer warriors everywhere. If I throw a prayer now, people will pray. But when they say praise, a lot of people fold their hands. Folding your hands in praise is telling God what he should do to you. When you lift up your hand in praise, God lifts up his hand to look for what to do for you. As we praise God this season, you will experience divine intervention. Praise focus on the efficacy of what is written and not what is happening. Praise focus on the efficacy of what is written, the prophecy that has been said, what God has promised you. For instance, gallantly, God said this year, you are breaking limits. That is, the place where you used to be is not where they will meet you at the end of this year. He said you are breaking limits. So if you must break limits, you break limits by praise. An example was what happened in Joshua chapter 6 verse 20. And they began to praise God. And as they praised God with a shout, the wall of Jericho that can carry 6 chariots at the same time came down, melted at the presence of praise. Every time we praise God, something melts. Satanic forces are destroyed. As you praise God today, every force that will not let you go will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 56 verse 4, Psalm chapter 56 verse 4, it said, in God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Verse 10, in God will I praise his word. I am praising his word. I might not have what I want, but praising his word brings what I want. Praise is what everyone else must engage in if we must see what God has. Praise. Every other thing we do in church, for instance, is for our benefit. The word of God is for your benefit. The prayer is for your benefit, but praise is for his benefit. It's for his glory. As you praise him, then he thinks of what to do for you. May God surprise somebody this season. This is why we do not just praise God for what has happened, but we are to praise him for things to happen. We do not just praise God for what we have seen. I'm praising God because he has built me a house. No, it is not just that. We praise God to do more. Every time we praise him, we register for more. Every time we praise him, we register for higher level. When you praise God at this level, it takes you to the next level. When you praise him adequately for this level, it takes you to the next level. Sir, you are where you are right now because of the level of praise you can afford. When your praise is efficient, then your next level will be obvious. When your praise is efficient, when you don't write an exam well, you don't expect to be promoted. Praise is an examination that every man, you can't tell the examiner that because I'm sick, I will not write this exam and you will still promote me. No, they wait for you. The day you pass, then they promote you. So if you want to see next level, praise God at this level. When you praise Him adequately, it takes you to the next level. When you finish this one, it takes you to the next level. Whenever we praise God, we are gathering cloud over our destiny. And there's this time. It's a time for harvest, the time for showers. May the showers of blessing be your portion from today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we saw 10 lepers approach Jesus. And then all of them, as it were healed. But only one returned in Luke chapter 17, verse 17 and 19. And Jesus was wondering, he said, were there not 9, 10 that were healed? Why is it that only one returned? That is the attitude of man. If you don't want to be grounded, have the attitude of thanksgiving and praise. No one will be grounded here. Praise is not a dormant force. It is not for the weak. So if you don't know how to pray, just be praising God, just be thanking God. It is not for the weak. It is a weapon of war. Look at what the Bible says in Psalm 149, Psalm 149 verse 6, Psalm 149 verse 6. It says, let the high praise, meaning praise is in levels, let the high praise of God be in their mouth. High praise is for God. It belongs to God. Be in their mouth. He said, and a two-edged sword in their hand. Every time you praise God, God brings out the sword. And look at what it does with sword, verse 7. It said, to execute vengeance upon the heathen. God removes sword to execute vengeance. So don't waste your time fighting your neighbor. Just go into praise. When you praise God, select who to deal with. When you praise Him, God select who to sack. When you praise Him, God select who to transfer. When you praise Him, God select who to demote. If you want things to change, please create an attitude of praise. Now, left for man, you want to select some people. But to God, God is not going to select them. Because nobody knows His enemy clearly. The one you call your friend might not be your friend. Every time you praise God, He knows the one that is smiling before you and doing you behind you. Such people shall be selected in the midst of praise. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear this, people of God. Praise provokes divine intervention. Praise provokes divine intervention. When you hear the word divine, it means an intervention from above. It provokes divine intervention. Praise is what to do when you don't know what else to do. Every time you fight and you try and you struggle, please pause and praise. When you pause and praise, you discover that that barrier is no longer there. Praise provokes divine intervention. When we pray, like I said, God send an angel to answer. But when we praise Him, it comes by itself. And you know what? When God steps in, there must be an earthquake. In case the challenge is foundational, it sinks inside. Every time God raises His leg, there's always an earthquake. That was what happened in Acts chapter 16, verse 25. He took a step and earthquake took place. The prison doors were open, and then the chains were broken. Every time we praise, that is what repeats itself. So praise is a weapon of war. It's a way to involve God in our battles. It is a way to involve God in our struggle. When we praise God, we are calling on God. It's like wrestling, where you have tag team. One person is outside, on the other side. Every time you praise God, God stretches out His hand. And when you touch the hand of God, He comes into the ring to fight for you. May God fight for somebody. Fearful praise subdues our enemies. Fearful praise, there's a praise that we call fearful praise. It subdues our enemy. That was what we saw in that scripture in Acts chapter 16. We can also see that in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, where Joshua and his brethren went into section of praise instead of fighting physically. And then God told them, say, you don't have to fight. I'm going to fight for you. In the midst of praise, God set ambushment. God set ambushment against their enemy. Every time you praise God, that is what He does. He set ambushment. Anyone that says you won't go forward, may God set ambushment in the midst of praise. Until the enemy is subdued, your due is not in view. Until the enemy is subdued, your due is not in view. What is your due? What is your right? Your right in redemption is not in view until the enemy is subdued. A great door, an effectual, is open unto you, but there are many adversaries. When scripture says something is many, please accept it is many. David saw it in Psalm chapter 3. He said, while are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. But he understood something. Thou, O Lord, art the shield for me, the glory and the lifter of my head. I cry unto the Lord with one voice, and he had me out of the holy hill. As you sing praise today, may God hear you. I said, may God hear your praise. When he hears praise, he comes down. What is happening? Now, it's only a wicked father that will hear some strange level of cry out there that will not respond. Praise. Even when the child is playing, you will have come first to see and say, you, take your time. Why are you shouting like that? But you must first respond. God will always respond as our reaction in praise. Praise the name of the Lord. Until the enemy is subdued, your due will reduce. That is why we must praise him. That is why we must praise him, to subdue every enemy. In Matthew chapter 21 verse 9. Matthew chapter 21 verse 9. It said, and the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna. There was a praise of Jesus. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Verse 10, he said, and when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? They will say concerning you also, who is this? Because a strange move of God will be obvious in your life. He said, and Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all that were that sold and bought in the temple. Whatever is buying and selling around your destiny, as you sing Hosanna in the highest, God will cast them out. Sickness and diseases that has been buying and selling, you have been wasting money upon, as you praise God today, God will check them out. Every time you praise God, he brings out whip like that day and flog out every opposition to your destiny. They shall be flushed this evening out of the mouth of babes and sucklings. Thou hast perfected praise. Verse 16. The same thing was said in Psalm chapter 8 verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and suckling as thou ordained strength. Praise the name of the Lord. What is this fearful praise? What is this? How does it look like? When we say something is fearful praise, what does it mean? Number one, it is praise that surrenders to God's authority and supremacy. You are praising God not because you are helpless, but because you have God on your side. They were not crying when they were praising God in the days of Joshua. It was not a praise of crying, we are finished. No. They understood God, that he said, you don't have to fight. They fasted like you fast today. And then they began to sing praises, and God fought for them. He told Joshua, no, you don't need weapons. You don't need weapons of war. All you need is praise. Go around the city once a day. On the seventh day, go around seven times. Meaning it is possible to do it seven times in one day. But God has protocol. As they praise God, as you praise God in this month of November, you have praised God before, but as you praise him in this month of November, something strange will happen for you. It is submitting to God's supremacy. Looking at it, this one is not my battle, it belongs to God. This battle is not my, it belongs to God. God will fight for you. Number two, it is praise that proceeds from the heart. Because people can sing and not praise. That you are singing does not mean you are praising. Even if you are singing, praising the Lord always, it doesn't mean you are praising. Praise comes from the heart. It is what your mind, your heart is saying when you are singing that God sees. So a man can be singing, praising God, and in his heart he is murmuring at the same time. That is not praise. That is not fearful praise. The praise is from the heart. The psalmist says in Psalm chapter 9, verse 1, he said, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. The same thing was said in Psalm 86 verse 12. The same thing repeated in Psalm 138 verse 1. The same thing repeated in Psalm 111 verse 1. Saying, I will praise you with the whole of my heart. Until your heart is involved, it is not yet fearful praise. Praise from the lips ends on your lips. But praise from the heart touch the heart of God. Number three, it is praise that is done violently. Praise that is done violently. You are not just singing, you are singing violently. As you sing praise today, violent praise today, I see God responding speedily. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, is somebody ready to sing praise? Number three, praise. Okay, praise that is done violently. We can see reference in Acts chapter 16, verse 25. How Paul and Silas praise God. The prisoner heard them. Yeah, so it's not praise that in moment. If they off the mic, everybody keep quiet. Can you even hear yourself? See, I'm singing praise unto God. And then you, even the person saying by you cannot hear you. You know the ingredients of their praise. He says, the prisoners heard them. The prisoners heard them. Meaning, if you are not heard, you have not sung. Well, you might have sung. It might be praise. But that is not fearful praise. You want to see fearful results, you must do fearful praise. Praise that is violent. Hence, violation of your right. It is spiritual protest against satanic assault and insult. It is spiritual protest. That is violent praise. I won't take it anymore. It is rugged praise against satanic brutality. This one is not sus now. Rugged praise against satanic brutality. Enough is enough. That is fearful praise. So when you are asked to pray, it's not something that you stand like this. You stand, you are marching like someone that just enrolled in a military school. No, it is rugged. If it is not rugged, it can't get what we are talking about. So when you say high praise, it is not gentle. So all through this month, just in case what you know to do is gentle one, please stop it. Adjust. When you change the gear, you can't just be there and you say you want to run, you want to travel from here to Johannesburg, and then you say you are going on gear one, that you are gentle, so you want to do, you will kill the engine. The more you change the gear, the more you move. Until you change the gear of praise, you can't go too far. You want to go far? Change your gear of praise. Not this month. One woman danced and they asked her, he said, you'll be sure that. What was she dancing for? She has been told she cannot carry baby. So she was dancing for. So when I see your praise, I know what you are looking for. Some people are not looking for anything. Your praise must be violent to get something. You remember David? No wonder he never lost battle. His praise was fearful, dangerous. Praise that ignores the chains in order to effect a change. That is violent praise. It ignores the change. You are having challenge. Everybody has one. But you ignore it and focus on God, the one that can change the challenge. It is praise that ignores the change in order to effect a change. Praise the name of the Lord. So to experience strange favor, we must give God strange dimension of grace. You can see that in the story of David in 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 14. And then the Bible says in Psalm chapter 30, verse 5, it says, for his anger endure but a moment. It says, in his favor is life. Favor lasts a lifetime. In his favor is life. That's the kind of favor you will enjoy from today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Is the choir getting set for this strange order of praise? It is to experience fearful blessing. So we must give God fearful praise to experience fearful blessing. We must give God fearful praise to experience fearful blessing. I see that kind of blessing coming for you in the name of Jesus Christ. In Psalm 67, verse 5, it said, let the people praise it, let all the people praise it, then shall the earth yield and increase. So praise open the mouth of the earth. If Durban will favor you, it is with praise that you open the mouth. Let the people praise it. Let all the people praise it. And the heart will open his mouth and vomit what it has swallowed before. In case you lost an opportunity, it's about to be vomited. As you praise God, it shall vomit it. I say, as you praise God, it shall vomit it. Take note, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. He said that the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks. And Proverbs chapter 12 verse 14. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his lip. What is the fruit of the lip? Thanksgiving. So, you are not satisfied because you have not given thanks enough. Rise to your feet as you get set to celebrate God. Is somebody ready? Lift up your voice and give God thanks. Give him praise. Give him glory. Ask him to accept your praise, your sacrifice of praise. Ask him to accept your sacrifice of praise. Ask him to accept your sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. So, we are going to do some praise a few minutes before we take communion and then still praise God. Is somebody ready now? Hallelujah. Let's go. Come up. Practicalize what you have heard. If you want to see the practical hand of God, then give practical praise. Let's go. Radical one. Let's go.
I'm gonna
Dancing to your hand. You have praised God. You have sweated before the Most High. You will not need to sweat again in life. You will enjoy supernatural favor from today. In the mighty name of Jesus, the table is blessed. As you partake of it, you partake of the strength of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, every tear is wiped away. In the name of Jesus. So you are going to be dancing again. Dancing up to round up the blessing. You must not leave anything. Every blessing that you have gotten today, you are handing it all. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Be seated. The communion gets to you shortly, and you partake of the same. Amen.
Holy la, oh, holy la, bari. Holy la, oh, holy la, bari. Lifting my whole heart, it is as I am. Jesus, hold it up,
been empowered for all-round victory, exploit, and unquestionable dominion over all life challenges. The end has come to all struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimonies with us by calling us on 031-301-6266 or 074-575-9240. You can equally send us an email to wmadurban@yahoo.com. Best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at in Durban. Our services hold on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. for English and Zulu interpreted services, and on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. God bless you.